This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So, in the first hour of the show, we started talking about the different convoys that are expected to and have started here in the United States. One of them, the People's Convoy, their website, peoplesconvoy.org, launched in California today at Adelanto Stadium. And I watched some video footage yesterday of the people preparing the sort of the staging for this launch. There was a ton of like food product that they brought with them, so I imagine they're going to be setting up food tents just like they did in Ottawa, just giving away food to anybody that shows up. Apparently, they've raised nearly $500,000 already through the peoplesconvoy.org fundraiser. And again, this thing is just getting off the ground. They started this morning and will be camped out in Arizona overnight. It's going to be an 11-day journey for them. But then there's the Freedom Convoy, Freedom Convoy USA 2022, which is going to take 4 days to go across the country. So they're going to try to do it in half the time. They're starting in 2 days from now, starting in Los Angeles. And, of course, there's other legs of this journey that are coming from other parts of the country, all supposedly to arrive within Washington, D.C. Some say as soon as the first. The Freedom Convoy says they're targeting the first, which is the same day as the State of the Union address, Biden's first State of the Union address.
And it's Justin Bieber's birthday.
Really?
And then others saying they're going to show up as late as the 5th of March. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. Some people are saying this seems like a federal plot from top to bottom to try to, you know, give an excuse for more martial law kind of crackdowns to freeze people's bank accounts. So I want to continue to look at this. And, of course, we're willing to take your thoughts. Happy to take your thoughts if you want to join in here. 603-283-6160. Joe is in our YouTube chat. He says cryptocurrencies are the ultimate form of noncompliance, because we were just talking about how when you have large numbers of people, you can do a whole lot more. Like the last caller that we had said he was feeling cornered. He was feeling like the government gang just keeps on pushing and backing him into a corner, and that people have this feeling. I get it. That's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire in 2006 when I heard about the Free State Project. I heard about the Free State Project probably in 2002 and signed up for it. And maybe I heard in 2001. Anyway, I signed up for it in like 2002. The Free State Project chose New Hampshire as its destination in 2003, and I started making plans to move and made the move up here in 2006, and I'm so glad I did.
I mean, like you said, there are power in numbers, and it's also just nice to live in a place where there's like-minded individuals and you don't feel so alone.
That's a huge thing.
It's huge, yeah.
And I don't know if people really understand how big of a deal that is.
Yeah.
Like, people feel alone out there. A lot of libertarian types feel very, very alone, and that's because they are. Like, their family doesn't understand them. Their friends, a lot of them, don't get it. And they feel like, a lot of them feel like they have to kind of keep to themselves, that they can't really express their true beliefs about freedom, because they'll be ostracized, especially if you live in a city. Like, some of our city friends, like in Philly and other places, were explaining just how bad it was. Like, you know, it was one thing to kind of keep your opinions kind of quiet, but, you know, maybe let them out a little bit here and there. If you weren't even wearing a mask, you would be ostracized by your so-called friends in these cities. So it's now more important than ever to find that community, to go to a place. If you don't have it right now, and you probably don't if you're a freedom-minded person, then you need to get to New Hampshire, because I'm sorry, the whole thing about, oh, move to Texas, move to Florida, there's no...
Conservatives are not a replacement. Like, I lived in Texas during 2020, and it was ridiculous. Everybody just was like, okay, yeah, we'll close our businesses, and it's just not like the Texas of maybe olden times, it's just not
well,
the same.
Well, because to them, law and order means obedience, doing what you're told.
And it's hard to keep your business open, like referring to, you know, what you were referring to in the beginning of the pandemic, like where a lot of businesses were closing. It's hard to stay open when you don't have the support of the community. And you just have that here in New Hampshire.
Right.
You have a community that will support you and your business in whatever endeavor you are doing.
Yep. And people, if you have a business, you have people that might actually want to spend crypto there in real money instead of fiat currency.
Right.
And another way that crypto is the ultimate form of non-compliance is that you're not paying taxes on every single thing you buy. You're not giving the government money every time you buy a thing.
Unfortunately, most business owners are probably paying the tax. So, like here in New Hampshire, even though there's not a sales tax, there's like food tax. So, if you or like a prepared meals, I should say, you're not going to pay a tax at the grocery store. But if it's prepared food, there is a tax on that.
Well, you're not paying a sales tax whenever you give somebody cryptocurrency.
Well, that's true in New Hampshire. But in other places, that's just because New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax. In other places, the businesses that accept crypto are still collecting tax, and they're still remitting that tax to the taxing bureaucracy, presumably, unless they're not, which is awesome.
Unless they're just
awesome.
Not reporting their crypto, that would be a good idea.
That would be good, but it, you know, if there's any sort of automated system behind their sales, then it's going to be hard to fudge that, basically. So most businesses at least want you to believe that they're paying the tax.
If you're just like buying something from your friend, you don't have to pay sales tax.
Yeah, keep it local.
For sure. For sure. So you want to weigh in here, the number 603-283-6160. But you move to a place where you actually have a libertarian network, where there's actually libertarians that own and operate businesses and people that want to get our business because we are an economic, you know, we've got some economic strength here. There are enough people, there are people buying houses, moving up here constantly. We had a record number of movers here to New Hampshire in 2021. And I get a lot of people are moving to Florida. Florida, the quote-unquote free state. It's a load. And I'm telling you that as somebody who lived there for 26 years, and it's worse now than it was when I was living there. The government gang, yeah, they may not be as bad in Florida as some other states. For instance, Florida is another state that doesn't have an income tax. Okay, so there's that. They certainly have a sales tax, and some places are even worse than others in Florida because the counties get to decide how much the sales tax is. So there's like the state level floor, which last time I was there was like 6%, but last time I was there, there were some counties doing 8%. So there's definitely a sales tax in place there, and there's a ton of gun regulations in Florida. You cannot just, like here in New Hampshire, you've got concealed carry without a permit. Mm-hmm. That is not the case in Florida. There's like this huge stack of paperwork that you have to get through just to apply for the concealed carry permit there, and it's just ridiculous. I'm sure I could go on about why Florida's a bad plan, but the
police
number
state.
One reason why, it's also police state.
War on drugs state.
Big time. That governor there has never seen a pro-police law that he didn't like. He is a back-the-blue police statist through and through. Yeah, he might have been good on masks. Okay. But
and
he's a police statist.
That's another thing. About Texas that annoys me is now people are saying, like, oh, there's not masks here anymore. Like, some of my friends insinuated, like, oh, there's not masks here anymore. You're going to move back? And it's just like, I'm not going to move to a place that, at a flip of a dime, my entire life was just over because there was a cold. It can happen again if it happened once.
And it's also not just about the masks.
Yeah.
Like, there is so much more to this than COVID and the masks and the vaccines and stuff. Like,
sure.
There is so much more to this.
So having that community is something we have here of not just libertarians, but voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists that does not exist in Florida. It certainly doesn't exist in Texas, and it never will. And the reason why is because Texas and Florida are humongous, and they're highly populated. These are places with over 20 million people per state. I don't remember offhand what number in the 20s. I think it might be like 26 for Florida and 29 or something. It's a lot of people in these states. And they're also physically large. So even if there were, you know, even if 100,000 libertarians moved to Florida, it still would be nothing.
Yeah, isn't there like a metropolitan area of like 5 million for Miami?
Probably. That sounds right. Miami's a humongous city. I heard somebody say the other day they thought Miami could become a free city. It's like, what are you talking about?
Have they been to Miami?
Right. It's one of the biggest cities on the planet. Cities are not free places in general.
And Miami just sucks.
You have to have numbers. And the Free State Project targeted 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire. We need more. That would be nice if we could have more. We're still working towards that 20,000. We had 20,000 signed, but 20,000 haven't moved. So we need to get tens of thousands more freedom lovers here, but we already have a few thousand, and they've already made a huge impact because we can all be together relatively easy here in New Hampshire. It's an hour's drive from here to the state capitol.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So you can bring up anything you want. Also want to say thank you to Brant Freeman, who is a Free Talk Live supporter, a silver level member of our AMPS program, which you can join. It's basically just a Patreon, and it's a way for you to help support Free Talk Live, to advertise, market, and support, as well as promote Free Talk Live. That's what AMPS stands for. You can learn more about it at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks. And once again, thanks to Brant for supporting us over there for as little as $5 a month. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. More about the People's Convoy, which took off from California today with apparently somewhere between a few dozen to 1,000 vehicles, depending on what paragraph of this article that you read, the Daily Mail reporting on it. But let's talk to Stephen. He's in Chattanooga listening to WGOW. Go ahead, Stephen.
What is up? First of all, Ian, I am very, very glad to hear that you're out.
Thanks.
I've been in and out of jail for, I don't know, 10 months at this point over some activism.
What happened?
So I had a buddy put a bunch of yard signs up because he lived in Trump country. He lives in Porterdale, Georgia. And he was told to get rid of all of his different political signs, Gary Johnson, bunch of, like, different state campaigns, bunch of, like, random campaigns that had nothing to do with us.
Before you go on, are we talking about he's putting yard signs in his own yard or elsewhere?
Yeah, he's putting yard signs in his own yard.
Okay.
Because to paint a picture, there's across the street from him, there's a giant...
LRN.FM.
Sorry, this is a radio program. Mm-hmm. I was caught off guard on that one. Hopefully, I
was
got
right.
To it.
Didn't, I was just like, okay, yeah, there was that sign. I like completely forgot.
Yeah,
that you
I really
talk
hope that
radio.
We can hear the rest of the story sometime. Maybe he can call us tomorrow night and tell us about it then. Unfortunately, we are doing a broadcast radio show, so we can't let you say those things on the radio. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It sounded like it would have been an interesting free speech story, but once again, we don't have true
free
speech.
I really wanted to ask him, is Chattanooga, Tennessee not Trump country?
That's another good question.
My friend lived in Trump country.
So we were talking about the People's Convoy, and the Daily Mail is writing about it. They kicked off today in, I don't know if Southern California or something like that, Adelanto Stadium with, according to this story, 18-wheeler trucks, about two dozen of them, which is a good start. You know, they're going to be going across the country, supposedly meeting up with other legs of this journey, and in what's going to be an 11-day convoy. This, if it's two dozen to start, you know, we may see a few hundred trucks by the end of this, which would be amazing if that's the case. However, the D.C. goons know these guys are coming. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has now approved a request from the D.C. government goons and the Capitol Police to deploy 700 members of the National Guard to the Capitol City ahead of the convoy's arrival. Now, 700 doesn't seem like a whole lot. I think they brought in several thousand of them after January 6th.
Yeah, I remember like them saying 2,000 or something like that.
But this is just the beginning, right? Like, they want to see how this goes. They're saying, all right, well, we'll start with 700, and then we'll reassess here in a few more days and see how big this thing looks. And if we need to, they're probably going to bring in, you know, hundreds more, if not thousands. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said guardsmen would not be armed and will not be empowered to arrest people, but would be reporting wrongdoing to local police. Approximately 50 large tactical vehicles would be stationed in the city 24 hours a day. Biden and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the Pentagon have been accused of overreacting to the convoy after it emerged. 500 D.C. cops have been put on standby for violence. They are supposedly also telling the police there in D.C. that they cannot have time off. So if they were planning on having a weekend off or something like that, they've got to be on call. People's convoy organizers claim they don't intend to disrupt roads or bridges as the Canadian protest did. However, some of the drivers are calling for widespread blockades.
Well, then, if they're going to disrupt roads and bridges, what would they be doing
exactly?
What's
the point of it?
What's the point of it?
Are they going to just drive in a circle?
Yeah, are they just going to keep driving around? They're going to run out of gas.
That's going to get expensive, right? It's one thing to sit still. If you're a big drive, you know, big rig driver and you're just sitting idling, that tank of gas is going to last for a long time because the real problem with those trucks is you're hauling weight and
yeah.
That's what takes the gas. The vehicle itself is very heavy, but just sitting there running your engine, that's no big deal. So going on here, Bob Bolus is one of the drivers who is calling for shutting down the Beltway. So he's saying, so the Beltway, for listeners unfamiliar with D.C., is this loop, basically, that goes around kind of the outskirts of D.C., and it's just traffic hell, basically. D.C. is just a terrible place to drive, and the Beltway is one of those places. And so they're talking about shutting down the Beltway. So, again, some people are saying...
Shutting down the entire thing.
I mean, if you shut down, you could shut down portions of the Beltway, and it would make life very, very difficult on the people living in D.C.
San Antonio is like that. It's like two circles. There's 410, which is an inner circle of San Antonio, and then there's 1604, which is an outer circle. And if part of 1604 was shut down, it would be havoc. I mean, it would wreck havoc.
So, again, some of the drivers are saying they're not going to blockade. Other drivers are saying they're going to. And this is one of the things about a decentralized movement, right? Like, some people may have a completely different agenda than whoever it is that's the official face. Bolus is leading a D.C.-bound convoy of about 25 semis from Pennsylvania. He also began his route Wednesday morning, that's today, this morning, after suffering a more than two-hour delay caused by a flat tire. He has not specified how they plan to block the Beltway, but told WJLA, quote, "We're not going to cause a traffic problem any more than they live with every single day."
Stopping in the road is going to be more.
We'll see. Yeah, it definitely would be if that's what their plan is. And if they're coming from Pennsylvania and they started today, then, I mean, they can be there. Certainly by the first. I mean, that's if they take their sweet time. Pennsylvania is not a far drive from D.C. I mean, it's probably no more than, what, 6 hours or something like that? If that from, I mean, it's 6 hours from here to Pennsylvania. So from PA to D.C., it's probably not much more than that. Biden elected to extend the national emergency despite calls from 70 Republicans and the Department of Health and Human Services secretary urging him to end the declaration. They cited access to vaccine treatments and mental health impacts as reasons to let the order expire, as well as the fact that other nations have started transitioning out of pandemic restrictions, but he decided to keep it in place. Trucker Mike Landis told the LA Times Tuesday when asked about the People's Convoy, quote, "The fact is we have a government that tries to push us around. At this moment, we're living without our Constitution. Our Constitution means nothing right now."
It never did.
No, it really never did. I mean, they ignored that thing right out the gate. As soon as it's convenient to shove it aside, they shoved it aside. The movement has attracted more than $464,000 in donations, which organizers say will be used to reimburse fuel and other costs borne by the participating drivers. Now, I'm looking at photos here that the Daily Mail included, and they're taken at the Adelanto Stadium, and there's a lot of trucks here, and a lot of vehicular supporters, people with signs. This is a real thing. What's it going to lead to? Your thoughts are welcome. You can join us here, 603.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine is declaring a state of emergency and telling its citizens currently in Russia to return. Meanwhile, Moscow is evacuating its embassy in Kyiv, a sign to Ukrainians who are worried about a Russian attack. as far as if this all could just be a hoax by the Russian president. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Wednesday said,
I hope, we all hope, that we're wrong about this. But every indication we have is that he is poised to attack Ukraine again, and this time with what could be significant military force.
Supreme Court justices questioned Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, who called the Biden administration's abandoning of the public charge rule unprecedented. It widened the definition of which illegal immigrants could be denied green cards. USA Radio News. The market is down amid growing Russia-Ukraine tensions. Ukraine reported another mass cyber attack Wednesday that impacted its government website. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 465 points, the close at 33,132. The Republican Party announces who will be giving the official Republican response to the State of the Union address.
Republicans have announced their pick to address President Biden's State of the Union address. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will deliver the official Republican response to the address on March 1st. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said in a statement, while Washington Democrats fail working Americans, Republican governors are fighting and winning for families. Governor Kim Reynolds' brave, bold, and successful leadership for Iowans has put her right at the front of the pack. End quote.
Lance Pry reporting there from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about Ukraine and the fact that, well, it's not a fact, but the fact is that the state is using Ukraine now as an excuse, and the media as a propaganda, their propaganda arm, as an excuse for why there's inflation and
a scapegoat.
Other, yeah, that's the right word. Thank you, Bonnie. So there's more coming up here that doesn't have to do with the Freedom Convoy, but we're still in the midst of that story with the People's Convoy on the road as we speak, heading to northern Arizona, which is where our next caller is. We've got Dave on the line in Arizona. He's listening to K-Talks out of Needles, California, so right up there in the corner area of northwest Arizona. And, Dave, you say that that is the destination, or your area tonight is the destination for the People's Convoy, which left earlier today out of Adelanto Stadium in California. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
Well, I was driving home. I said, the convoy itself hasn't arrived there yet. But there is a gob of people there at the assembly point.
Really?
And for me, it's getting a little chilly. It's trying to snow, and we're like in the desert.
Wow.
That's not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But so I came home to stay warm, but you know, I keep hearing, like, people on the radio, if it's real or if it's happening, and I just wanted to call and let you know it is real, and it is definitely happening. And it's amazing to see how many people are there in support.
Tell me about this, because I'm looking here at the peoplesconvoy.org, and the routes aren't real specific. It just says arrive in Kingman, Arizona for overnight stay. How do you know where they're going to be staying? Is it just obvious?
To be honest with you, it was a challenge. I was listening to, because media's been trying to bury this, but they're not going to be able to. In fact, yeah, it's cats out of the bag today. But I was actually listening to a Dan Bongino episode yesterday, and one of the organizers was on the phone with him. And they're keeping some of the route kind of hush-hush for a minute as it goes by in order not to have a bunch of protesters and create the mob scene, you know. But they were talking about how they're bringing security and all kinds of stuff. But right now,
I can't imagine that you guys are going to have a lot of, just to speculate here, it's hard for me to imagine that there's going to be any significant counter-protester numbers here, because truckers are, by and large, well-armed, and, you know, they're not afraid to defend themselves.
Maybe not from California.
Well yeah, California.
Actually,
go ahead.
Actually, truckers are not well-armed.
Really?
It is a felony.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I drove a truck. I'm disabled, so I'm retired at the moment. But you cannot carry a firearm in a commercial vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Over state lines and stuff.
Seriously?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
that's scary.
That's a little fallacy there.
Damn.
In fact, I did 18 years of trucking in the oil field, and you're not allowed to carry a weapon anywhere in the oil field because most of the time, you're either on BLM land, which is Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter.
Now, I knew the drivers were regulated to death. I didn't realize they'd had their self-defense rights stripped from them, too. That's insane. I mean, considering the risks of, you know, being on the road, all the dangers of potential running into...
I know that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, no, you can't carry a firearm legally. Yes, they have a stick or whatever it takes for some self-defense. But no, they are not armed. But I will.
Are they allowed to carry anything at all, like any kind of weapon, or is it like you can't even have
you can't even have
a taser?
Dick.
That's it.
I'm sure you can have tasers and stuff like that.
Pepper spray.
Firearms.
Okay. What about a knife?
Yeah.
Do you have a blade?
Yeah. Yeah, depending on the size, there's legal size limits in every state. California, as you know, is very limited on sizes.
Sure.
But, yeah, so they have some protection, just no firearms.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, the drivers in their private vehicles are not subject to those regulations, so, you know they're going to have some backup.
It depends, because when I worked on the oil field, if I was on a Shell or Exxon, because I used to work for a worldwide company, and I signed paperwork with Shell, Exxon, Mobil, BP, that I gave them permission to search my property. My private home.
Wow, that's crazy.
And my residence at any time, 24 hours
I just meant the people, not the drivers, but I meant the people who are backing them up, right?
Like just in a regular pickup truck, just following the call.
Oh, no, everybody else. See, that's what I was going to say. Here in Arizona, you know, I heard part of you talking about how New Hampshire's freezing back there for a few years. It's cold as heck. No, thank you. But here in Arizona, you can carry concealed as well.
Yeah.
As long as you're an Arizona resident. And
you guys have open carry there, too?
Oh, yeah. And right now down there, there's probably more weapons there than there would be at a gun show.
That's what I'm saying. There's not going to be any significant counter-protesters. I would not worry about that at all.
Here, no. But God knows what happens in the next state where you got gun laws. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying there.
That's where the convoys carry in their own security, as I heard, to bomb dogs and whatnot, to keep everybody protected and the crowd protected.
I suspect they're going to skip right over New Mexico. Their next night is Arizona, and then they're jumping to Texas. So they're skipping through. They're passing through New Mexico.
Well, and there's more than one convoy. Because
yes,
this
that's
is where
true.
I was getting confused today trying to figure out the route. So I just finally went to the destination. Because where I live, in theory, they're going to drive right by the house.
Nice.
But there's also another group assembling as we speak in Vegas and meet the same people in Golden Valley tonight and then travel from there.
So you've been out in the streets. You've seen a lot of people gathered for the arrival of this convoy.
What's 500 people.
500 people.
Wow.
Over 500 people at this point when I left there about 45 minutes ago.
Wow.
And when I was driving to Kingman, because I thought they were going to Kingman originally, I was taking the 40 freeway at 10 o'clock in the morning, and people were lining the bridges, every bridge down the freeway, with flags, American flags, and
Now, are there a lot of truckers that are lined up, ready to join the, you know, join the run and drive with these folks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, on that note, I stopped and talked, because on the way in, I stopped at every group and socialized with a few. And I talked to a trucker who's an owner-operator, whose truck is currently paid for, and he has a reefer, which is a refrigerator trailer, paid for. And your supply chain problem where they're blaming not enough truckers? No. This boy parked his truck 2 weeks ago because they dropped the rates.
Oh, really?
So he can't afford to drive. Yeah, so our fuel prices are going up through the roof.
Right.
Thank you, Joe. And you're trying to pay the truckers less money.
That ain't going to work.
No, it's not. So why do you think things are sitting at the port?
Interesting.
Thank you, Joe.
Dave, feel free to give us
like
a call tomorrow with an update. You know, I'm curious to see how this thing goes. They're going to stay the night there in Arizona in Kingman, and they're taking off, I presume, tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, and if you see them go by your house or anything like that, try to take a video with your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Post it online.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, I could do that. I got a video on the phone, but I don't do online. I'm what I call a digital dumb. Because I don't know, you know, I don't want that flush sound.
Send it to your nephew or somebody that can
email it to us.
Somebody will get it. Somebody will get it. If there's hundreds of people out there, somebody's going to get a video of this thing. It's not going to be long.
Everybody has got it on there. There's people on Facebook. One of the promoters of the event's already been out there for a couple hours. Yeah, people are bringing donations. It is crazy.
Love it. Dave, thanks.
Was being done at a pizza place who's actually feeding everybody that shows up for free.
Amazing. That's amazing. We're going to definitely keep an eye on this. I appreciate you calling in with the update from the road. And, Dave, thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate it. And I'm sorry to hear about the truckers not being able to defend themselves.
I never knew that.
I have heard that because there's some rule in Texas where you can have a gun on yourself as a citizen in your own truck or car. If you go through a certain amount of counties, and I got into a conversation about that before. So, like, if you were just driving in your own county, you would be allowed to hold a gun. But if you went through a certain amount of counties, then you're not allowed to have a gun unless it's locked up.
No sense.
I mean, it might not be true anymore because I know they passed some gun law since I moved away, but when I lived there, it was like that.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. We got open phones, and anything goes here on Free Talk Live, though we're talking about the People's Convoy. And they're about to arrive in Kingman, Arizona for the night on day number one of what's going to be an 11-day journey across the country, ending up in Washington, D.C. Your thoughts?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have feeds to which you can subscribe to the show. If you have a podcast client, you want to receive the episodes of Free Talk Live as they are released, you can get those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. So you can get the link to the full podcast, which has both the full episodes and the digests, which digests are like a 20 or 30 minute version of the full episodes, which are 2 hours. If you take all the commercials and the news breaks out of a 3 hour radio show, you get 2 hours of actual talk content. And so you get that every single night if you're on our podcast feed. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com and you get the links there to our RSS feeds and plug those right into your favorite podcast client. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the People's Convoy, which is in day number one right now, kicking off in California. They're going to stay the night in Kingman, Arizona, and apparently the crowd waiting for them in Kingman, according to our last caller, is already several hundred strong. He said he estimated 500 people are waiting at the destination tonight, and there were, according to this article at the Daily Mail that we've been sharing with you today, when it started at Adelanto Stadium in California, there were what are described as a couple of dozen trucks and then dozens more vehicles that were there, just regular folks driving their car or their just normal truck.
Did they have any people supporting?
I didn't see an estimate on the number of people, but looking at the photographs here, there's one photo in particular of a large crowd standing around watching a man on a stage give some sort of a speech prior to the launch, and there's definitely at least a few hundred people in this photo, and it obviously doesn't show the whole crowd. So I'm going to guess there were probably at least 500 that were at this particular gathering today. So we're already talking about possibly well over 1,000 people that are supportive. Maybe not all of them are going to drive, but again, it's just day number one. So we're going to continue with your thoughts. Major Payne is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live in Michigan.
You guys know that in Washington there, where they're expecting all these jamokes to show up,
they've already called out the National Guard.
They have, yeah. They estimated 700 National Guard have been activated for Washington, D.C. at this point, and I suspect that if this thing gathers the kind of momentum that the organizers are hoping that it does in the next 11 days, that you're likely going to see well more than 700 National Guardsmen in the streets of D.C.
Yeah, but they didn't do it when they knew this January 6th thing, so they could call the Great Walker Rebellion an insurrection.
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. But you know what the Mounties did up in Canada there and in Quebec?
You mean trampling people?
They ran over the old lady and her rascal and whatnot with their horses and whatnot.
Yeah, they did. Yep, there's video of that.
Yep. So I'm thinking some of these truckers ought to be hauling horse trailers. Maybe we need our own damn cavalry.
That's an idea.
Yeah, and I got another quickie for you. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Some guy wrote a book. Actually, I got two. Some guy wrote a book that claims that Justin Trudeau is, not Noriega, the guy from Cuba.
Castro. Yeah.
Castro's illegitimate kid.
Yeah.
And evidently there's pictures. I don't know if they're both teenagers or if it's a father and son thing, but the resemblance is remarkable.
It's
and
really
Mama went to Cuba in like 70, 71, and might have could have come home with a little Justin.
Daddy went to Cuba, too. See, that's the thing. Apparently both his mom and his fake dad, the other Trudeau, went to Cuba at the same time, and word is that they're swingers. So it wasn't as though that his mom was cheating. She was probably doing it with him sitting in the room.
That makes it so much better.
This wouldn't be the first time that an illegitimate bastard has been put on the throne of some varying country.
Not that it would matter.
going on throughout history.
It really wouldn't matter if he was legitimate. Yeah. He'd still be a scumbag. Either way,
they're all illegitimate.
Yeah. It's just funny the resemblance with him and Castro is spot on, but the funnier part is how little he looks like Philip Trudeau. It just
his quote-unquote
isn't that
dad.
Person's son
Not
at all.
Close. Not even close. So you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. The number 603-283-6160. Just again, more about the People's Convoy. There's really not much more to the story here they keep on just rambling in the daily news about background and what happened in Canada and that sort of thing. Here's one of them, one of the outspoken drivers, Bob Bolas, said that his convoy will make stops in Harrisburg and Baltimore before arriving in D.C. His group plans to block D.C. roadways, but has not expressed how they'll do so. Quote, "We're not going to camp there, let me put it that way. We're not camping on the Beltway. We're going to have our voices heard and let them understand this is only the tip of the iceberg." So I don't know what he's hinting at, but it sounds like they have a plan, and it sounds very intriguing.
I just think it's nerve-wracking for all other Americans who don't want us to be put under, martial law or whatever.
He also said he's keeping his convoy out of D.C., arguing that he believes Maryland and Virginia will follow due process more than the nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting approach. He noted...
At that point, I'm just like, why not just send them to all the states that have vaccine passports right now? What could be more egregious than that? I mean, the governor of Virginia isn't in control of the national emergency declaration.
Yeah, exactly. And isn't that the whole point of going to D.C.?
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, you guys' opinion on this, what do you think would be more effective? A bunch of different protests at state capitals or one huge one at D.C.?
Yeah, I think a bunch of different protests at state capitals would be better because, for one thing, it'd be decentralized. They can just send all the National Guard
to one place.
And for another thing, it'd be more of like a local statement. Like, the governor would be like, oh, crap, they're in front of my governor's mansion instead of,
you know.
He didn't
like it when we were in front of his house, and we had a relatively small group of people by comparison to what, we just had a few vehicles and up to 70, I think, people at one point, or 70 or 80 people.
They said they blocked us from being able to get out of our driveway, which is not true.
A lie.
But yeah, we were talking about this a few weeks ago or maybe a week ago because there was rumors that it was going to go to New York City, and I was saying, why not Albany? Albany is smaller, the roads are horrible.
And it's the capital.
Yeah.
This is America. You took our freedom. Oh, sorry. Bola said he noted his convoy has been in contact with the California convoy. He says, we've had dialogue. We've had conference calls. We're all on the same page. We're all for one thing, freedom and rights. He said, this is America. You took our freedom. You took our rights. He says, you gave it to the illegals. Oh,
what?
Man. You took our freedom and our rights.
I was... Oh, never mind. Can't go into it.
He goes on, and then he says, you gave it to the Black Lives Matter protesters to burn buildings and not get prosecuted. The laws don't apply to them. Now, I mean, he's not wrong that the government gang definitely handled the Black Lives Matter situation in a totally different fashion than, at least in Canada, they handled the Freedom Convoy.
Yeah, and I think that the reason for that was that the... anger was towards the police, or kind of, at first it was towards the police, and it kind of got misplaced to white people in general during the MLM or BLM protests. I went to the Black Lives Matter protest in San Antonio because I don't remember where I saw this. Some meme or something was going around that was saying there was going to be an anti-police protest in San Antonio. I was like, oh, hell yeah. And I went there and it just wasn't really, nobody was focused on that. It was just all about, like, Black Lives Matter, which it's not like I don't think Black Lives Matter, but I was there more for, my sign was about get rid of the police.
Right, keep the police accountable, etc.
But I forgot where I was going. Anyways.
That's right. They definitely did behave differently, though. I did go to some Black Lives Matter events here in New Hampshire.
I remember what I was going to say. So the focus was on either the police or, like, some idea of white people. And now the focus is on straight at the government with the mandates.
Correct. That's
so
true.
So that's why it's more scary to the government now.
Good point. The People's Convoy traveling from California is expected to arrive in D.C. in early March, which some say could disrupt traffic around the Capitol ahead of Biden's State of the Union address. Others have expressed concern a convoy could result in a recreation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. There it is, Bonnie. As you predicted, they're going to be trotting that thing out again and again. Capitol Hill staffers were sent a memo warning, quote, the potential impacts of truck convoys may be coinciding with a State of the Union address to Congress and extend through mid-March. Senate staff in D.C. and state offices should anticipate these convoys may cause higher than normal traffic volumes and possible transportation disruptions on and around roadways in D.C., along with various roadways throughout the country. So they are definitely expecting some serious attendance on this, and they're bringing out hundreds of National Guard troops. They're saying hundreds more D.C. Police Department goons will be on hand, and we will continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Coming up, we'll get into Ukraine and more. All of it coming up here in Hour 3. You can join us 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.